3 more positive cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in North Dakota. That brings the state's new total to 33. Governor Burgum says one is a woman in her 30s from Burleigh County. Another is a Walsh County man in his 70s. The third positive is from Cass County, but the details in that case are still pending. Burgum says to date, about 1,440 patients in North Dakota have been tested for COVID-19. Tests have been collected from 48 out of 53 counties. As Congress works on economic stimulus legislation, Governor Burgum says he has thoughts about what should be in it. Burgum is suggesting money toward unemployment. He says that could mean changing benefit ratios.
Instead of paying somebody 75% of their pay, maybe you're paying 100% of their pay through that unemployment. That would help support the economy in terms of maintaining incomes and maintaining people's ability to pay their mortgages and maintain consumer demand and all the things that would help support our economy come back quickly.
The other suggestion, a block grant to each state.
Instead of the federal government sitting around and arguing over all the policy approaches on how to spend $1 trillion, you know, send out a check to states, and then states could figure out where they need it, because each state's needs are going to be different.
Burgum says he believes on block grants there is unanimity among the governors. Meanwhile, the governor says a rapid planning process has been launched to ensure child care will continue to be available as a state deals with the COVID-19 crisis. Burgum told reporters it has 3 objectives.
One is provide child care for essential worker households. Number 2 is protect the health, children, families of child care workers. And then 3 is we want to sustain the child care sector as an industry that's essential to every business in our economy.
Burgum said it could mean modified operating practices for daycares, and it may include hiring more workers.
And so if we do that, then we believe that there may be a role and responsibility to consider financial support coming from the state for that.
Burgum said that proposal will be rolled out Thursday with implementation next week. State School Superintendent Kirsten Baszler says she's asked the Federal Department of Education for a waiver on giving standardized testing.
Teachers and schools have worked hard all year to ensure students are learning the required elements, and they will continue to do so. But we have determined that testing this year under these circumstances would not only yield unreliable data, but would also place a heavy psychological burden on students and teachers.
Baszler told reporters educators instead are focused on finding alternative delivery systems for K-12 students as the school buildings are still closed. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.